Why does the toe drift sideways when you have a plantar plate injury? Well, there are two reasons for that, and that's what we're going to talk about today on the Doc on the Run podcast.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
If you're running and you're running in minimalist shoes, or you're running up hills, or you're doing lots of calf raises, or you're running on steps, and you actually start to get pain at the base of the second toe on the bottom of the foot, you could have an injury to this little bitty ligament called the plantar plate ligament. And if you get an injury to the plantar plate, sometimes your toe, your second toe, will actually drift toward your big toe or away from your big toe, and that can happen for two different reasons. They're very different reasons, and they're treated differently. So let's talk about those. Well, it's really simple. The first thing is that the simplest one to explain is, let's say that the ligament that goes straight across the toe, it actually, you rip half of it. Like, you rip the half of that ligament that is closest to your big toe. Well, it's gonna gap, it's gonna open up, and the other part is still gonna contract like a rubber band. It's gonna pull your second toe toward your third toe and away from your big toe. Same time, if it's torn on the other side, then it's going to drift left, well, your right foot is going to drift toward the big toe if it's torn on the outside or lateral aspect of it, and it's going to drift away from your third toe. But sometimes it's not torn at all, but because you have watched a video or listened to a podcast that suggests that's a possibility, you start to worry about it and think you need surgery or a PRP injection or something fancy. Not always. The other reason that it can happen is because the joint capsule is really swollen. So if you sprain the ligament but don't really have a complete tear that's going to let it physically drift in one direction or another, it can actually get the toe pushed in one direction just because the joint capsule is kind of blown up. And there's less space between the second and third metatarsals than there is between the first and second metatarsals. So that can actually cause the joint capsule to swell on one side and push it in one direction or another. But if you have swelling in the joint capsule and you reduce the swelling and the toe straightens out, that actually suggests to you that you don't have a tear. So it's important to figure that out. Now, that's the sort of stuff I talk about in the Plantar Plate Masterclass, about all the strategies that I use with runners who have suspected plantar plate injuries and they're trying to figure out how to get back to running. If you want to come join me in the Plantar Plate Masterclass, you can get it for free at docontherun.com/plantarplatemasterclass. So come check it out, and I'll see you in the training.